This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a telephone call from US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that both leaders discussed the situation in West Asia and stressed the importance of keeping the Strait of Hormuz open and secure. He said, during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders reviewed the substantial progress achieved in bilateral cooperation between the two countries in various sectors. Mr. Modi said, both sides are committed to further strengthening their comprehensive global strategic partnership in all areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day visit to Karnataka today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate the Sri Guru Bhairavakya Mandir at Sri Kshetra Adichunjangiri in Mandya district. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Prime Minister will jointly release the book titled Saundarya Lahri and Shiv Mahima Strotam along with former Prime Minister H.D. Devagowda. Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary will take oath as the new Chief Minister of the state today. He will be the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to take place at Lok Bhavan in Patna this morning at 11 a.m. Yesterday, Mr. Chaudhary met Governor Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain at Lok Bhavan at stake and staked his claim to form the government. He was unanimously elected as the leader during NDA Legislature Party meeting this afternoon. A meeting of the BJP Legislative Party was also held at the party's state headquarters in Patna. Later, party central observer and Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced the election of Mr. Chaudhary as leader of BJP Legislative Party.
Under the guidance of Nitish Kumar and with the blessing of the Prime Minister and the central leadership, Samrat Chaudhary will script a new chapter of development in Bihar. Along with the leadership of the entire party and our fellow MLAs here, we will all work together to make Bihar a leading state of India.
The development comes following resignation of JDU President Nitish Kumar as Chief Minister of Bihar after his election to the Rajya Sabha recently. Uttar Pradesh government has increased wages of labourers by up to around 3,000 rupees in unskilled, semi-skilled and skilled categories, resulting in 21% increase in Gautam Buddha Nagar and Ghaziabad. The high-level committee constituted on the instructions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has announced the interim increase in minimum wages yesterday. The decision came following the unrest witnessed in Noida over the pay hike demand by the workers. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu is in full swing. Top leaders of various parties are holding public meetings and addressing rallies to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the party workers of West Bengal under Mera Booth, Sabse Majboot, Samvad through the Namo app. Addressing poll rallies in Raiganj and Malda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth. TMC leader and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held rallies at Howrah, Pashchim Medinipur and Purba Medinipur districts. The assembly elections in West Bengal will be held in two phases. The first phase of the election will be held on 23rd April and the second phase on 29th April. In Chhattisgarh, at least 13 workers have been killed and 21 others injured after a steam-carrying tube connected to a boiler exploded at Vedanta Limited power plant in Sakti district, police said yesterday. The plant is located in Singhanterai village of Dhabra block. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the mishap at the power plant at Sakti district of Chhattisgarh. In a social media post, Mr. Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. In IPL cricket, host Chennai Super Kings beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 32 runs in Chennai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.